begin again in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's the end of week two, of the week, Pentecost 2, year C in the three-year pericope series. And what a week it's been. On Monday, reflecting on the Old Testament lesson for this season, we heard King Solomon dedicate the temple in Jerusalem. Solomon's Temple, it's called, and just think, he was there to dedicate it. In that dedication prayer, we were pointed, as we must always be pointed, to God's covenant of love, a covenant fully fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth, whose birth answered the great question of Solomon's prayer: will God really dwell on earth? Yes, he did. He has. He does. On Tuesday, following the destruction of that temple, really the temple if you are true to Jewish thought, following the destruction of the temple, the resulting diaspora, and the synagogue movement, we, along with Jesus and his disciples, met a Roman centurion stationed in the north up in Capernaum. But he wasn't just any centurion, for he comes commended to our Lord by some elders of the Jews who pleaded earnestly, "This man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." Reflect on that for a moment, if you will. Think about who's doing the pleading before Jesus: the elders of the Jews. Think about who they are pleading for: a Roman centurion. And why? Because his liturgia, his work of service, was the building of a synagogue in Capernaum. And then on top of that, as our Tuesday preacher reminded us, Jesus gave the centurion the MVP of Faith Award. And he healed the centurion's servant without ever physically seeing him. Wow. On Wednesday, then, we proclaim the Lord's death till he comes, as we feasted on the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in remembrance of him for the forgiveness of sins. And we heard again the proclamation: this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. God's covenant of love, pointed to by Solomon, fulfilled in Jesus Christ, is complete as we know the love of God, because he first loved us so much, almost too much. And yesterday we heard again Galatians 1, 1 through 10, and the affirmation that there is no gospel other than the apostolic gospel, the gospel which declares the fact that Jesus truly is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. There is no power within for self-actualization, and no law without whereby we can be saved. As Dr. Nagel said, faith plus obedience is no faith at all. Just the gospel, the apostolic gospel. The grace of God and the death of Jesus saves us. What more is there to say? Called together in the chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus, surrounded by the word of our God and those others who along with us are called to proclaim that word in word and deed, at the end of almost of term A, one quarter of the way through term X, except as it's modified for Greek and Hebrew, halfway through term 1, and filled, literally filled with the pericopes of Pentecost 2, what more is there to say? I suppose it's no wonder then that the text for today is the shortest psalm in the Psalter, the shortest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 117. It expresses what we must feel. It shouts out what we have experienced. The only surprise is that it does it in a very un-Lutheran way. Praise the Lord. We don't praise the Lord. We preach. We teach. We sing our doctrines. We keep the Christian world on the right track by proper confession and by rightly dividing law and gospel. But praise the Lord? You betcha. Look again at the psalm and note that all nations, indeed all peoples, are called upon to praise the Lord. Now that we can do, for that's teaching. Look again. All nations and all peoples are then called upon to praise the Lord for his great love and for his enduring faithfulness. That's good doctrine. We can do it. We can even say it. Praise the Lord. For what this hallelujah says is that the destiny of all peoples is involved in what God has done and is doing in Jesus Christ through his church, through even us. Praise the Lord, all you nations, extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. And the people of God respond. Praise the Lord. Amen.
We stand for prayer.